In August 1996, I walked onto the University of Georgia campus, ready to play collegiate golf for one of the most decorated women's golf programs in the country. I was internally motivated by my goals of gaining an education while hoping to equip myself with the tools to take my game to an even higher level. As a student athlete, I wanted to use all of my resources to help me achieve my goals of one day playing on the Ladies Professional Golf Tour, LPGA. I had always lived by the quote, "Champions are made, not born." I was motivated to be great. Beans Kelly, my head coach at the University of Georgia, called a team meeting one August afternoon at the beginning of our fall season. It was a group session to start some work with our athletic department's sports psychologist. I will never forget that moment when Dr. Stan Beecham entered the room to start his lesson on team cohesion and personal beliefs. I was intrigued by what he said that day. Dr. Beecham lit a fire in me to become curious about my golf game and myself. He made me ask myself the question, what is missing inside of me that might be holding me back? I wanted to explore this question even further, but was frightened by what I might find out about myself. Dr. Beecham could sense that my wheels were turning, and I was hungry to learn more. From that first encounter in fall semester, my life was forever changed. I knew I was good at the game of golf, but he helped me cultivate a plan to become great. Dr. Beecham asked me the tough questions and forced me to face my biggest fears. By facing those fears, I was able to free up my mind to play golf in a way that I had never dreamed would be possible. We had weekly meetings and worked consistently on creating a system of beliefs about myself that led to some amazing results, both on and off the golf course. Creating a consistent discipline to train my mind daily to believe that I belonged at the top allowed me to perform at the highest level, week in and week out. I became a four-time All-American, Southeastern Conference Freshman of the Year, two-time Southeastern Conference Player of the Year, and numerous individual and team titles were added to my resume. Dr. Beecham convinced me to believe that winning was a habit, and that mental focus and practice was more important than my technical training. I always knew that college was a stepping stone for my future life and would give me the tools to face the real world after graduation. Dr. Beecham helped me transform my inner self to a place that I am proud to stand today. Due to an early diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis, my professional golf career was cut short. Fortunately, I was able to stay in the game of golf as the head women's golf coach at the University of Arkansas. Dr. Beecham has remained a huge resource even to this day as I work tirelessly to provide a mental toughness and competitive environment that allows my teams to compete at the highest level. He continues to make me hungry to reach outside of my boundaries and to think consistently outside of the box. As humans, we are often uncomfortable being different or not doing the norm. But the thing I love most about my time with Dr. Beecham is his constant prodding and a persistence to try the impossible. I admire Dr. Beecham for finally reaching out and doing what he thought was impossible by writing this book. Elite Minds is a window into his spirit and into his unique perspective on how to outthink the competition. I have been blessed to learn about this for over 15 years now. It will challenge you to take a risk and to look at things differently. It is a great lesson on gratitude and setting an intention for a journey. I hope his words inspire you as much as they have forever changed me as a person and a coach. Shauna Estes Taylor, University of Arkansas Head Women's Golf Coach, Inductee, NGCA Players Hall of Fame.